They move it to Miller. JT Miller with a slap pass.
DK Metcalf, he's got it. Touchdown, Seahawks.
Launches one. Deep left field and gone.
Curry slammed on the brakes. Oh, my goodness. Curry.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Live for Sports. My name is Nathan on a Tuesday night. Normally, Joseph's making me do it on Wednesdays, but we have time for Tuesday. So, Joseph, how we doing tonight?
Nathan, I'm spectacular. Our prayer circle worked.
Yeah.
And I'll take all the credit for that. And the Kansas City Chiefs have lost. And not only did they lose, they lost in humiliating fashion. What more could anybody possibly want? I'm a happy man, Nathan. And the Four Nations is starting tomorrow. We did a little simulation for the millions of Live for Sports supporters. So this is a good episode. I've been excited for this. I love simulations of international competitions. But Super Bowl went my way. I'm a happy man, Nathan. I'm a happy, happy man.
Mm-hmm. We'll dive. We had a little personal chat. We're not going to dive into the details before it, but we've been here on call for like 10 minutes now. I don't know. Just diving through shit. But
yeah, gazing into each other's eyes. Nathan complimented my hoodie. Oh. I complimented his haircut.
Yeah.
Going steady.
But this episode, we're going to start with the Super Bowl review because, of course, it's the biggest game. We'll have lots to talk about it. Not just the game itself, probably, I would assume, because it's the Super Bowl. It's everything. Then we're going to go over the Four Nations simulation, as Joseph just pointed out. I am a proud NHL 25 owner because I'm a loser and still play video games. But Joseph made me hop on it and simulate the tournament. And I have the results pending.
Yeah, we'll wait. As an aside, remember I kicked your ass in Mario Kart that one time?
Remember I kicked your ass in Lego Star Wars that one time?
What are you talking about? That was team mode. Cool. Anyway, I was nice enough to invite Nathan to my house, and I destroyed him in Mario Kart Wii. It was a classic.
I'm rusty, man. I haven't played in like 5 years.
I'm a pro. I'll never be washed. I'm like LeBron in Mario Kart Wii. Mm.
And then the NBA, we're going to hop back over there because we missed a couple trades post deadline, couple that dropped like immediately after we got off recording, like immediately. It was terrible timing. And then we are going to start with our MLB division predictions, because if I believe my estimate was right, the season starts on the 27th, correct?
Yeah, I think so. Spring training starts
this week. Two, three, four, five, six. So we'll get right before, if we start our division predictions now, we'll be like a week before. And then we can probably go over like playoffs and awards that next week after. So,
yeah, we'll have to see if I can repeat my genius Paul Skeens prediction.
I'm trying to. You were saying, spring training starts this week.
Not necessarily like not the games, but like the pitchers and catchers.
Pitchers
and
catchers are reported.
Yeah, it's within the next 7 days.
Yes. Yes. All right. So, Super Bowl. What the fuck did we just watch?
Something great. That's what we just watched. Man, I guess our devil circle of prayers and our jinxing of Patrick Mahomes and the Super Bowl's lighting system, clearly it worked, because I have never seen him play so poorly.
It
completely ignore his stats. Two of those touchdowns and all those yards were garbage time. Like, all of Xavier Worthy's stats are meaningless because the game was over. God, I'm so happy. Jalen Hurts played well enough. He managered his way to Super Bowl like a lot of people thought he would. Saquon Barkley was mid as hell, but that defensive line. The Eagles didn't blitz hardly at all game, and they just abused the Chiefs.
No, they didn't blitz once.
Yeah.
The stat was zero blitzes, six sacks.
And they run a four-man front. They just abused. Poor Joe Tooney. He's not even a real tackle. He's a guard. He had to play left tackle. He just got abused by, what's his name, Jalen Carter and bunch.
Josh Sweat was on the edge.
Yep, Josh Sweat.
Yeah.
Who wears number like 19 as a D lineman. That should be illegal. But man, just domination. Travis Kelce looked washed as hell, did nothing all half. Have you seen that clip where Patrick Mahomes is like running around like he's Speedy Gonzalez, and Travis Kelce's just standing there with his hands on his hips? Like, that's
I thought you were about to reference that clip where Kelce like is supposed to like hedge his defender, like hedge clip his defender. on the line.
No, that's different. Yeah, that's a totally whiff block.
Well,
Gronk
that's
would
not even his
never.
fault though, because he's supposed to just clip him and let his tackle get
It's a
there.
block and release.
Yeah, but
You can't just.
it's more just a touch and let your and then to throw him off a little bit.
Oh, come on. Well, you got to do better than that,
Agreed, but
Kelsey. Like, he was terrible. Xavier Worthy was a total garbage time merchant. They ran the ball like four times, which was crazy because their O-line was getting destroyed in the pass rush. Just fantastic. Steve Spagnuolo got totally outcoached by Nick Sirianni and
Kellen
Vic
Moore.
Fangio, Kellen Moore, who's going to fail as head
Oh
coach of
yeah,
the
I
New
guess we'll
Orleans
have to touch on
Saints.
that after the end.
You know those I mentioned, Nathan, those white offensive coordinators, they do very well. But just a total domination in every front. Just and the score looks better than it was because of because garbage time. And you know what I have to say, Nathan? My last point before I'll let you have the floor. Cooper DeJean is
Is
not
not
a
a safety.
safety. He's just a corner who shuts down your number
Good. So
one.
you know the song too. Yeah, when
DeJean
that
is CB. Well, he's the Jackie Robinson of our time. I'm so happy that that joke is accepted. Like, it's just a for fun joke. Like, no one actually takes it seriously. For context, Cooper DeJean is a white cornerback, which is incredibly rare in the game of football, American football. Before Cooper DeJean, there had not been a consistent white cornerback to start since, I think, 2003. So, the year Nathan Maile was born. Been a long time. So, Cooper DeJean is the Jackie Robinson of our time, of our generation. He broke the color barrier. That's so interesting that there wasn't any for 20 years.
yeah.
Oh well.
I don't know. They just get turned away. They're just like, nope, go
I
play
mean, it's
safety
you
or
have it's probably the position that requires the most athleticism. Pure
probably.
athleticism, like in terms of like quick twitch movements
Yeah, that when DeJean picked that ball off, I'm not gonna lie, and then he got in the end zone, not gonna lie. Like me and my buddy just got up and started like dancing and singing that song.
What a terrible throw. No one was even in the like it, I think it was intended for Hopkins, who was blanketed by whoever it was. And DeJean just undercuts it completely. He's playing zone coverage.
I
And
think he was getting open, like kind of cutting back behind the defender.
no. It would have been best case scenario, contested catch as he was falling to the ground. Best case. DeJean undercuts it. Terrible. Mahomes, the other pick he threw, horrible. You can't throw a pick in the red zone like that. Jalen Hurts got let off the hook. Because remember,
They
he
weren't
had
in
it
the no,
early.
no, no, they weren't in the red zone. They were in their own zone.
Sorry. Well, no, it would the pick entailed the Eagles to be in the red zone. Jalen Hurts had a good game. He was good, but he had a pick earlier that cost some points. There's that horrible call early in the game that cost some points. That was there for the Chiefs, and they just played the worst game I've ever seen in the Patrick Mahomes era. Worst game since the Tom Brady Super Bowl he played.
Yep, 100%. Probably just the worst game the Chiefs have played in general. Assuming you don't count the Broncos
That doesn't count.
shellacking of them
Nobody
over their
counts.
practice team when
No one counts
yeah,
that.
exactly.
Carson Wentz.
Yeah, I mean it's kind of funny because I feel like for the Chiefs to have won this game, you would have thought, okay, they gotta bottle up Saquon Barkley,
And they
right?
did.
And they did. And
Yeah.
what was the score? 40-22 with two garbage time touchdowns.
Well, Saquon did catch a few balls. He was pretty good in the. I think he had 60 yards, something like that.
Yeah, he added six catches for 40 yards in the air.
Okay, so solid.
The majority of that came from that one play, though, because he had like a
Yeah,
20-yard
that's right.
catch.
That's right. He did
So
nothing.
he was bottled up. They did a good job. And they basically dared Hurts to beat them through the air and kinda did. 17-22, 221 yards. Two touchdowns. He did have the pick.
That's an Eli Manning stats if I've ever seen any.
Just
Good enough.
back
Hey,
throw was
credit to him.
blitz on him.
He had a few deep balls that worked.
Oh my God. Yeah, that dagger throw to Devontae Smith, that was majestic.
Yep. Wasn't even the best throw of the game, funny. The
Yeah,
best
no,
throw was the Mahomes worthy one that
yeah,
just
that
got
was like one
nuts.
of the greatest throws Mahomes ever made, and too bad
Didn't matter.
it didn't matter at all.
Xavier Worthy has one of the best stat lines in Super Bowl history, and none of it mattered.
Yeah. To the what's the eight
8 for 157.
catches, 157 and two touchdowns.
Yeah. But it's all garbage time. He had one yard before halftime.
I didn't realize Kelce had four catches. I only thought he had like two.
Three were on one drive when the game was over.
Oh yeah, and then 39 yards.
And he had a couple drops. He looked washed. I my official prediction with Kelce is he does a Gronkowski retirement. Retires for a few years and comes back.
Gronk only retired for a year.
Okay. Well,
Because
he's going to
and
do at
Gronk
least
only
one.
retired because they were trading him to the Lions, and he's like, I'm not playing for the Lions.
I'm sure he'd
So
love to play for the Lions now. That was like the who's the coach? Matt
Matt
Patricia.
Patricia, when he got, yeah. He's like, Tom
Excuse
Brady's my quarterback. I'm not playing for anyone else.
Excuse
Joseph's
me.
currently dying, yeah,
Yeah,
but
I'm just thinking of Cooper DeJean.
yeah. Look at that white corner go.
2 years younger than me. Kill me.
No, he's my age, but yeah, he's my
22.
oh, January of 03, my age.
February.
Oh
February.
yeah, February, I guess.
Math. February 03.
Or
What was I doing? I was too busy being a 2-year-old.
I'm pretty sure it was. No, wait, who was I thinking of? That's maybe I'm getting that wrong.
Cooper DeJean is not a
There was
city.
a quarterback or something that's the same age as me, and I'm just like,
Arch Manning?
no. Arch Manning might be younger than me, to be honest.
You know, I'm the exact same age as Kayvon
It's funny.
Thibodeau.
I'm trying to think who was.
Like to the day, Kayvon Thibodeau and me. But anyway, what did you think? Well, now anything else you want to say on the game itself? Like wasn't very entertaining. There wasn't really much to say. Just the Chiefs played terribly and they got wholly outcoached. Nick Sirianni gets his flowers. Your prediction was correct, so
Yeah.
good for you.
I will say with Mahomes, yeah, like the picks were bad and stuff. And yeah, he had like no time to throw most of the time. But even when he did, he looked very frantic and antsy. Like
Yeah.
his feet were like never set, it seemed like, on any of his throws. And that's credit to the Eagles pass rush for getting after him. But at the same time, when the pocket was clean, he kind of just seemed all dancey and jittery and didn't look very Mahomes-like.
No, he had a terrible game. He had nothing. That's a Matt Nagy offense for you. But alas, thank you, Eagles, for winning. Now I can go back to cheering against you, as I do most of the time.
And I will say before we get on to, I'm assuming we're going to talk about halftime show and
Yeah.
commercials after this. I correctly predicted 12 of 13 games in the playoffs and predicted the Eagles to win the postseason or the
Yeah.
won the whole thing at the beginning of the year. That is my Paul Skeens take, baby.
Yep. Good for you. Good for you. I was horrendous this postseason NFL, like I was last year. I had the Browns winning. But you know,
Oof.
t shows what I know when it comes
You
to NFL.
at last year?
Yeah, I picked Joe Flacco and the Browns.
Oh, like to go all the way, right?
Yeah.
I
Yeah,
thought this was like Deshaun.
I was kind of memeing it a little bit,
I
but
thought you were saying like Deshaun was going to carry them to
oh
the.
fuck no. I'd rather kill myself. But yeah, just not a very entertaining game. There's only so little we can talk about it. They got their asses kicked. Good for
Yeah, like
Philly. I feel bad for Philly first responders right now, that's all I'm saying.
we've had our standards high the past couple of years. Like the Bengals Rams one, it wasn't like a great game, but it was solid, you know.
The
Eagles
first
Chiefs
Chiefs
2 years
Eagles,
ago
yeah.
was a very good Super Bowl. I would say last year probably was a better one than that Eagles one. I don't love full offense. Like I like some defense in it. So like a mid 20, like what was it? I think the final score 25. What was the score last year?
I don't remember. It was
20.
overtime, which is always cool.
Yeah, I think it was 19-19 going into overtime. So 22 to. Or the Chiefs scored touchdowns, so 25-22, I think it would have been.
Yeah,
Because it
something
kicked
along
field.
those
Yeah,
lines.
but
It's actually the
I'm not
first
sure.
Super Bowl I watched since the Bengals won, which is kind of interesting. I always work on Sundays.
Did you notice any commercial? Like, I only swear I saw one.
I was on watching on Fox, which I thought would show me American channels, but I saw that stupid Tim Hortons one 73 trillion times. So none really stood out to me except for like the movie trailers.
Okay. Yeah, so we were watching at my buddy's place and we were on TSN just on his channel.
Yeah,
But
it's
then we found
Canadian.
out from like people messaging us that we were like based off like what they were seeing, we were like a minute and a half behind.
Ouch.
And then so we switched to like Fox because we're like, all right, let's touch to an American channel, try and get the commercials too. We were still so far behind, so we're like, all right. We downloaded like DAZN on his TV, and I just logged into my account. We watched him there and got the Canadian commercials and stuff.
Yeah,
But
they have some kind of deal, unfortunately, with the
yeah,
Canadian Radio Television Corporation.
we were on like the Fox channel. It was working fine though, like the American commercials.
Yeah,
But
I got about a mix, I'd say.
we only really like the only one I really recall was the Doritos commercial.
I don't even remember that one.
It wasn't that good this year. And
There's
I'm
also like the Billy Crystal, Meg Ryan spoof of When Harry Met Sally, which was just kind of silly. I don't know. I didn't pay much attention to the commercials this year, probably because the game was already over. My attention waned pretty quickly. But, them's the
for the
breaks.
most part, everything I heard from like American people watching it, the commercials weren't that good this year either.
No,
Like
they weren't.
so I don't
Also,
know.
people have a less attention span
Yeah, I feel like
from
everyone's just going on their phones during the commercials
that's
now.
what I did. I mean,
That's what I, yeah.
so there's an attention span crisis. Damn TikTok. That's what you should be blaming China for. Anyway,
Halftime
halftime show.
show, Joseph. I know you're probably not a Kendrick fan.
Well, I'm just not all that familiar with his music. I
Okay.
recognize Loyalty from because of Black Panther, Not Like Us, and the SZA collaboration. Those were the three that I
Which one
recognized.
was Loyalty? What?
I got loyalty inside my
Oh,
DNA.
that's DNA. That's DNA.
Okay, whatever. That's not, you're telling me the name of the song isn't Loyalty?
No, because he's like, I think it goes
Whatever. Who
from.
cares? Who cares? Who
No,
cares?
I'm gonna about to prove you wrong. I'm gonna pull up
I'm
the
sure
lyrics.
you're right. I'm sure you're right.
It's DNA. I know 100%.
Okay,
That's a
fine.
very.
I just assumed it was loyalty. Because I thought the halftime show was good. I think you can say it wasn't fantastic without being labeled like a racist, as so many people are online. I thought it was good. I'm of the opinion that if you're going to play Not Like Us, you might as well just say pedophile, screw the networks, and just make them bleep it out if need be. I thought playing the song but missing all the important lines was kind of weak. If you're going to play it, you might as well go full on. I thought it was fine. I really like Samuel L. Jackson's part. There's some good social commentary in there. I saw there was a bit where all of his dancers, who were all African Americans, were they made an American flag, which was kind of a cool way of saying that America built on the backs of black people, which is some nice social commentary. I love Sam Jackson as well, so that helps. Him cheesing into the camera when he says, "Say, Drake, I hear you like I'm young." Like that was right. Yeah, I hear you like I'm young or something along those lines. I don't know. I thought that was cool. I would give it like a 6.5, 7 out of 10. I'm just not very familiar with his music, personally, because I'm not much of a rap guy, and that's okay. I don't need to be the target audience every time. I liked Usher more last year. Back in the day, I loved Bruno Mars when he did his thing. I thought Rihanna was pretty good too. Eminem, I like. The sound was mediocre. I had trouble understanding him a little bit a few times, but again, maybe that's just me not knowing the lyrics. I thought it was cool. Serena Williams was kind of interesting, although I'm surprised at how much praise she got for Crip Walk. Because
Well,
if I know she's from Compton,
do you understand the beef too?
yes, she was with Drake, but
Yes.
that was like 15 years
But
ago. So,
then Drake dissed her husband in a song.
okay, sure,
So
fine.
that's why she was there.
That's not my quote unquote problem. Aren't the Crips a violent gang?
I
I read
yeah.
that her brother was killed by the Crips. So, like, I don't know. I mean, I personally wouldn't highlight the Crips if I was if she's from Compton and she has associates or whatever. I know Kendrick has associates in both the Crips and the Bloods. So, I mean, fine. I wouldn't be praising it as heavily as some people are, the Crip walking. I thought it was all right. The overall, it was kind of funny to see. I don't know if you're familiar with Matt Gaetz, Nathan, but he's an American politician. He's like one of the crazy Trumpers, and he's like, "That was the worst halftime I've ever heard." And then someone was like, "Say, Matt, I hear you like him young," because he has a child pornography lawsuit against him, which is funny. So he's telling on himself a little bit. So it was fine. I thought it was good. I didn't think it was as terrible as some idiots are saying, but I'm not gushing over Kendrick personally. I thought he did a good, not great job.
By the way, so in DNA, you thought it was Loyalty, the song title.
Well, that was my assumption because he says it about 12 times.
No, he says Loyalty got royalty inside my DNA.
Okay, sure, fine.
So it
Okay.
that yeah, and then he just
I just don't
repeats
know his.
DNA like for a couple verses, so it's
Okay, I
different.
just don't know Kendrick Lamar that well. I honestly, before the beef with Drake, and this shows my lack of hip hop experience, I probably only heard of him a few times in my life. I don't know
Yeah.
what a mustard means.
M
What does
mustard is
mustard mean?
mustard is the guy who showed up when he
It's
said
not
that.
like after like the condiment. He's
No,
not just a big fan of mustard.
that's that guy's stage name, the guy who
Okay.
showed up in the like the yellow.
Cool.
Partially yellow jacket, yeah.
Yeah, I just don't know very much. I'm just didn't grow up around it. Like I thought Usher was a rapper for the first 15 years of my life.
Yeah, I wasn't that big of a fan of the Usher one personally.
I love Usher. That's part of
So,
my that's I like Shakira a few years ago to catch my drift.
I think I said it last week. I don't know. Maybe it was on the pod. Maybe it's just you solo. I don't know. That I was worried about the Kendrick halftime show.
He's not a performer.
No, he's a performer, but he's not a lyricist. Like, he's not good vocally, in my opinion. Like, because he uses autotune, obviously, in songs. And
oh, whatever. As a quick aside, I've never seen anyone hide the lip syncing worse than SZA.
So people now, did pick up on this. Okay.
I know, this is not a criticism of her. I know 95% of the time it's lip synced. Never have I seen anyone hide it so poorly. Might not have been her fault. I don't know if she did the choreography.
Which,
or
like, which song? The first song that she did, or the second?
Just will you let me know? In all the stars, you know that one. All the stars.
All the stars. Yeah.
Yeah. That one. Like, oh my God, it was like it was so obvious. I mean, which is fine. I mean, I'm not expecting her to sing. There's a lot of intense choreography, but you know, I thought it was very, very poorly executed.
Okay. I heard people calling out the Luther, which is the one they first did that she was lip singing, but I didn't hear all this. And I could kind of see it because like. It just sounded really clean for whatever reason. Like, it didn't sound like they're performing live kind of thing. So I could see
No,
that.
And that's okay. It's just like, you know, do a little bit of a better job.
I did say I was worried, though, because, like, I don't think he's that good vocally necessarily. Like, he's good, got good songs, obviously. He's a good performer. Like, he can
that's
put on
right.
a show for fans.
We did talk about this.
Yeah.
Because he gets by on his songwriting.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't get by on like his pure vocal talent, like Ariana Grande does. Exactly.
I thought it was quite boring, to be honest, until Luther came on and then SZA came in.
It started slow for sure.
Yeah. And I heard the big complaint I heard a lot of people is like, he really went just to like go after Drake when he could have opened up his audience. Yeah. He didn't play his old stuff that people love that would have really like opened their view of him kind of.
Yeah. Like, so, for me, I'm someone who doesn't know him very well. Outside of Not Like Us and his SZA thing, which I only would have recognized from her part, the only one I recognized was DNA.
Mm-hmm.
I was going, and you know what, fine, I don't need to be the target audience, like I said. But, you know, I would have liked to have heard some of his old stuff.
Yeah, for sure. I did notice, too, this was actually a kind of an interesting thing to part of the Drake beef, which I think it's effective to say he won, even though I'm probably more
Jesus. I mean, he killed Drake.
Yeah, I'm more of a Drake fan, but
Drake. Yeah. I don't think any of the allegations are true, and I think he killed him.
Yeah.
We all know Drake's a weirdo and a creep. I don't think he's a pedophile.
Yeah, I agree.
He's a weirdo. We can all acknowledge.
So that. Drake's record label is like owned by Sony.
Yeah.
Did you notice that the stage was set up like a PlayStation controller?
No.
If you look at the beginning, it showed like the buttons going off, like do, whatever, right?
No, I didn't see that.
Well, it was like a square, a circle, an X, a triangle. Those are the PlayStation buttons.
Yes, I know what that is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even though I'm an Xbox guy.
Yeah. Yes, and at the end, so that was playing. That was kind of like a disc maybe on like Drake's Sony brand or whatever. And then at the end, the crowd like lighted up. Yeah, game over. Like game over, beef's over, I win kind of thing.
Well, we knew this was over in like June.
Yeah, for the most part.
Good lord. I mean, it was probably like Drake is such a talented artist, but he's got to stop doing rap battles because he always loses. Like, think of Pusha T a few years ago. We would have never heard of Adonis if it wasn't for Pusha T. That I can tell you. I can tell you that right now. Mm-hmm. But although people harassing Adonis at school is ridiculous. Like that's something Kendrick should put out a statement. Like you shouldn't be going after people's kids. But anyway,
I did think. The SZA part was really good. But yeah, it probably was auto-tuned a little bit.
Oh, totally.
Lip-synced.
Yeah. Like, it's not as bad as people are making out to be. It's not as good as people are making out to be. It was a solid above-average halftime show.
I'll say this, too. I brought this. One of my buddies was a Kendrick fan. Or Connor, yeah. He's saying, like, it was so good because he loves Kendrick. But it was, like, it was perfect. And I'm like, the Eminem, Dr. Dre, Snoop one,
that was fantastic.
Including Kendrick, that was better, in my opinion. And
there's been a few really good ones.
That one was good, but it also was like that. I think that show opened the door for Kendrick to perform on his own because they were always scared of bringing rappers in because of how it would be perceived. They brought all
They're
those
terrified.
Ones together because it was LA that played a part, and they were great. Everyone loved it. I think it pretty unanimously loved for the most part.
Who opened the door? Who was it going to be initially for that one? Eminem. There's no rapper on earth who appeals more to white people than Eminem.
Yeah.
So he opened the door, And then, because him and Dr. Dre are, of course, really close. So Eminem did that. And that was like right in the aftermath of like George Floyd and Colin Kaepernick and all that stuff. So the mood was there too.
2022, yeah.
Yeah. So, I think it's cool that it's not just rock every single time or pop. I think it's cool that they're exploring other genres. I just wish he played some of his older stuff. And if you're going to play Not Like Us, just play it as it's written. Screw Fox. They can bleep it out if they want.
I knew, yeah, no, I knew he was going to play Not Like Us.
Oh, well, of course.
I thought he was going to end with it, to be honest. But TV
Well, he
off ending
teased it, which
makes
that's one
sense.
thing. I wish he had just played it. He didn't tease it and tease it because it kind of takes away from the other songs a little bit, too, because he kept playing
It was unique
the.
though, how he teased
Yeah,
it.
well, it's not bad. It's just a personal preference. I would have rather he, like, that way we can enjoy the other stuff. Like, oh, is he going to play Not Like Us? Is he going to play Not Like Us? And then just go at the end and go full throttle. All right.
All right. Is it time for the Four Nations simulation results,
I
Joseph?
do. I've been looking forward to this because I've actually watched a few of them and it's always fun. I love international simulation
Okay.
stuff.
Do you want the game by game breakdown first?
Yes.
Okay. So it starts with Canada, USA, which is tomorrow. Can't wait. Or Canada,
No,
Sweden,
Canada,
sorry.
Sweden,
Canada,
Sweden,
Sweden,
yeah.
sorry. I meant to say. Starts tomorrow. Pulling away with a 6-5 victory, Barnburner in game one. Makes sense. So much offense,
Regulation.
talent. Regulation. Sweden defeats Canada.
Fuck, Bennington. Was it Bennington?
I think I had Aiden Hill, but it might have switched. I'm not sure. Because I also know I tried to switch out Linus Ullmark because
Okay.
I don't think he's going to start.
Okay,
He's
I don't know. It
hurt,
doesn't
kind of.
matter.
Is he hurt?
He's a little hurt. I wouldn't call him injured.
Yeah, so I was starting Gustafsson because I'm like, he's
Okay.
that because Markstrom's out and obviously, right? But yeah.
Give me the goal scores if you have them.
Oh, I don't think I got this much details. I'm sorry, Joseph. I only got that for the finals.
Okay, fine.
Game two. USA versus Finland on Thursday. We have a 6-3 victory for the United States.
Okay. That's about what I expect.
That
Three
makes
goals on
sense.
Hellebuyck, though.
Yeah. That makes sense. Then it would go to Sweden versus Finland because they play Saturday morning in Montreal. That was a 4-2 victory for Sweden over Finland.
Okay. So
So that
Sweden's 2-0.
Sweden's 2-0.
And Finland's
Finland
cooked.
essentially eliminated, I
Yeah,
believe.
as we expect, their lineup is rough. That
Well, they're
deep core is.
so injured. I feel bad.
Dude, I'm a Sens fan and I barely know who Nicolas Mattsson-Paolo is.
Yeah. That gets bad. And no Ristolainen either. Like
Well,
that's
he
gonna
sucks. Like
well,
he's
but
probably the most overrated.
he's
Yes,
better than
I
what they got
agree.
right
I
now.
agree. But I mean, like, that's a good litmus test of people. He's like Cody Ceci, a little bit.
Then we go to the big one, Canada US Saturday night. US beats Canada 4-2.
Damn, so they're cooked.
So Canada and Finland are out, and then this Sweden US game essentially is worthless because they play each other in the finals.
Damn.
So then it goes to Canada, Finland next. Finland beats Canada 5-4, so Canada goes
Bro.
0-3 in this simulation.
Damn, so it's basically the Americans at the World Cup a few years ago. Good Lord, they're goaltending such ass. Oh, well.
They give up 6-4-4. So yeah.
Ugh.
Almost a 15 goals, almost goals against average of 5. Yeah. And then USA, Sweden, this game hardly matters because it will have nothing, no effect on this finals at all. But UFC beat Sweden 5-4.
Okay, a lot of goal scoring. Good Lord. Did you
Yeah.
just do sim period or did you do or did you just go right past it?
For the finals, I was doing sim period, but like
Okay.
for their other guns, I was just like skipping past.
Okay.
Do you want the stats
Give me
after?
everything. Give me everything. Give me as much detail as
Okay.
possible because I don't have
So
NHL 25.
through the first three games, Kyle Connor was Team USA's leading scorer with 5 points.
Okay.
Jack Hughes had four. Matthew Tkachuk had four. JT Miller had four assists. Matthews with 3 points. Eichel with 3 points. Gensel with 3 points. Faber with 3 points. This is where I tried to do my best with the injuries. I did keep him on just because like it's semi-realistic. Adam Fox got hurt the first game, so
Okay.
I had to sub back in Quinn Hughes.
Okay.
He picked up two assists in two games that he played. Also, Hedman got hurt after the first game, I believe it was.
All right.
Brady Tkachuk with 2 points, Werenski with 2 points, Boldy with 2 points, Larkin with a point, Larkin with a goal, I guess. McAvoy with an assist. That Hanifin with an assist. Adam Fox only played the one game, was -2, no points. Slavin with no points. Trocheck with no points. And
Okay.
I feel like there might have been somebody else I missed. Over on Sweden, Jesper Bratt with 6 points in 3 games.
So he's the tournament leader.
At the moment, yep. Eriksson Ek had 5. Lucas Raymond with 4. Zibanejad with 3. Nylander with 3. Elias Lindholm had 3. Dahlin with 3 assists. William Karlsson with 3 assists, even though he's not on the team, I
Where's
believe.
that fraud, Elias Pettersson?
We'll get there. But I believe Karlsson's not on the team now, right? He got
Yeah, he's
replaced by
out.
Raquel. I couldn't. He was Raquel wasn't
Yeah,
not
stupid
good,
ass
so
EA not having a roster update. Like, good lord.
they're lazy, dude. Trust me.
I'm
Nyquist
aware.
with 2 assists. Hedman with 2 assists in the one game he played. Rasmus Andersson had 2 assists. Philip Forsberg with a point. Victor Arvidsson with a goal. Elias Pettersson had an assist.
What a bum. He's like second line center.
I believe he's top in this because I was going off daily faceoff.
What a fraud. What a
Brodin had
fraud.
an assist. Kempe had an assist. And
Okay,
then
we get the
Theo
point.
Carlson had 0 and Forsling had 0. And then Ekholm and Carlson also had 0 points.
Erik Karlsson at 0 points. Wow.
I believe he's playing third pair. That's why. Rantanen, 4 goals. Leads Finland. Hintz had 4 points. Kako with 3. Barkov with 3. Teravainen with 3. Mikkola with 2, including a goal. That's kind of weird. Lekkonen with 2 points. Valimaki with 1. Granlund with 1. Lindell with 1. Lustarinen with 1. Ristolainen with 1, even though he's hurt. Armia had a point, and the rest went scoreless, even including Patrick Laine and
That's
Aho.
not a surprise. He's such a power play merchant.
Canada was led by Crosby. He had 5 points in 3 games. No surprise. Reinhart with 4. McDavid with 4. Marner with 4. Stone with 3. MacKinnon with 3. Marchand with 2. Bennett with 2. Sanheim had an assist. Makar only had 1 point. Point had 1. Morrissey had 1. Parayko had 1. The rest went scoreless.
So they were really top heavy, it
Yeah.
seems. And then goaltending was ass.
Yes.
Well, it is Binnington tomorrow, so I'm a that's who I would have started, but it's concerning
This
for sure.
gives us a Sweden versus USA final, Sweden being the 2 seed, USA being the 1, in Boston. This will be next Thursday, I believe. Jack Hughes opening goal 10 minutes into the first. Leads 1-0. They take a 1-0 lead into the first period. Sweden scores with 20 seconds left in the second, and then 14 seconds left in the second.
Who?
To take a 2-1 lead. Zibanejad and Rasmus Andersson.
So two in the final 21 seconds, I guess.
Yes.
That's nuts. That's
And
EA
then
Sports.
45 seconds into the third. So basically, in 3 goals in a minute five, Sweden scores. Guess who?
Elias Pettersson?
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Hellebuck, you fraud.
And then Vincent Trocheck scores with 43 seconds left in the game to make it a 1-goal game, but too little, too late. Sweden wins 3-2 and takes a gold medal. Elias Pettersson game-winning gold. No, this is not.
Wow.
But I didn't hop in and rig this or anything.
Wow. Well, that's the playoff Hellebuck I know.
That's
The lights were too bright.
I do worry about Hellebuck a little bit, considering what happened with the Avalanche. That all the run and gun offense, you gotta think teams are gonna be able to do that on this tournament, right?
Yeah, in theory. I mean, honestly, I think Finland's going to get destroyed. I think they're going to be a free, kind of a free space for everybody. Like, that defense is almost AHL level.
It's bad, but they do have good defensive forwards. So
Sure, but like it's not going to be enough. And Saros has been really inconsistent this
do
year,
they?
so
They didn't name a starter.
I think it'll be Saros.
You would assume, but I
Yeah.
wouldn't be surprised if he's just like Lankin and you're in kind of thing.
Maybe. But with Canada, that's basically the concern is that's basically illustrates my total concern is the bottom six isn't good enough and the goaltending kills them. Because based on the lines, it's going to be Sam Bennett out of the lineup. Thank God.
Oh, is it? I saw it
That's
was
based on the lines because Konechny came back.
okay.
He was
I
a
didn't
sick
realize it
pick.
was Bennett getting pulled out. Is Konechny playing third line?
I don't remember. But we'll actually bring that up because now we have actual lines. They have Crosby on the wing. I got to think that'll switch. He's not fast enough to play the wing anymore.
No, well, they're concerned about his injury taking draws. That's why he's
Oh, okay. Well,
that's
honestly, I'm kind of at the
I
point where I'd
believe
put
that's why
him.
he's playing wing
I
instead of midfield.
consider putting him as third line center if he's not good enough to go. I think that's something that, like, I was of the opinion you put him on the roster no matter what. If you can't play, you can't play. That's why you have the 13th forward. But I hope he's fully healthy. I mean, apparently he's shooting the way he usually shoots. So I actually quite like the lines. You know what, Nathan? You know what we're gonna do here? Just because I'm a genius,
You're
I'm gonna
pulling out
go
the
to
lines.
dailyfaceoff.com.
Well, line one is McDavid centering Marner and Reinhardt.
Hold on, I gotta do it on my telephone because my laptop's like
Line
four
two is
trillion years
MacKinnon
old.
centering Crosby and Stone. Line
Yeah,
three
but
is
it's better.
Point centering. This would be
Hagel.
Hagel and Konechny in this case,
Let
or
me just look. Hold on.
Am I missing somebody?
Canada. Okay, yes, I have it in front of me. So that's interesting. McDavid's playing with two righties. Now, I'm of the opinion that handedness doesn't matter with forwards, especially wingers, but it is Reinhardt on the left wing. He's a righty with Connor McDavid, the lefty center, and Mitch Marner. That's a really exciting line. I'm looking forward to that. Then Crosby on left wing with Nathan MacKinnon and Mark Stone. Someone on TSN brought up the point that Mark Stone is basically playing the Patrice Bergeron role, very defensively conscious. So they're seeing if they can recreate that World Cup of Hockey 2014 Olympics with Crosby line. Okay, so third line, you're actually way off, Nathan. It's Braden Point centering Brad Marchand and Seth Jarvis.
Right, that's what, yeah.
Yep. That's that. Can you that line is gonna be hard to play against. Good Lord. Braden Point is deceptively evil, the way he plays, and Seth Jarvis is a rat too, and we all know Brad Marchand. And then the fourth line: Brandon Hagel, Anthony Cirelli, Travis Konecny. That's basically exactly how I'd have the lines, more or less. I might elevate points or something.
I might elevate Marchand just to get the Nova Scotia line, but
Yeah, Marchand's been pretty mid this year.
I know, but just the Nova Scotia ties, I don't know, it'd be cool.
Anyway, also, as an aside, I realize it's not realistic because all the suppliers have already sent the jerseys out, but goddamn, Drew Doughty should be wearing number 8. That pisses me off.
But yeah, sorry,
Anyway,
but
defense pairings are Devon Taves and Cale Makar, as expected. Daily Faceoff has Josh Morrissey, Colton Parayko as the second pairing. I think that's the third pairing, personally. And then
oh.
Shade Theodore with wearing number 89, Drew Doughty.
I think I'd take the Morrissey pair first.
Maybe.
Morrissey's
And
really good, dude.
the power play is disgusting. Crosby, MacKinnon, Reinhart, Makar, McDavid. And with
Yeah,
Marner on standby if it fails.
I'm like, can you assemble a better power play unit?
No.
Like,
Maybe you get Draisaitl.
yeah, and like, but like, Reinhardt may be the best net front player in the league.
They have
Or no, he's,
Crosby playing net
yeah,
front.
I know,
He's bumper,
Reinhardt's
I think.
bumper, yeah. I mean, Crosby's great down there too, though. So. And then
It's going to be insane.
MacKinnon and Makar on the flanks is probably the best you can have it in league.
Yep. I just can't wait. I'm so excited. Like, all the people are like, oh, it's a fake tournament. Would you rather watch the All-Star game? Because that's the alternative.
Yeah, no,
Everyone hates the All-Star game.
the people saying that this was going to be a fake tournament, they weren't going to try. What idiots! They're
Dumbass.
the
Are
players
you
that were
stupid?
asking for this.
Yes, that's what they wanted. Like, people
Yes.
forget that. Like, I think they did a survey. There's one player who's not excited to go. There was like some kind of survey where
Oh, I
they
want to know who this is.
I have no idea. Like, it's probably like someone on Finland who knows they're
Maybe it's
just
like
gonna get
a third
waxed.
string goalie
Yeah,
being
well,
like, oh, fuck.
then
Yeah.
decline like fucking Petrangelo did. I can't wait. The one guy on Sportsnet, Josh Elliott Wolf, who I like and respect. I worked with him on my internship. He says he's gonna have trouble cheering for Canada because there's players on the team he doesn't like.
Oh, this take again. Yeah.
Now, okay, if you're a Canuck fan, I can realize not thumping your chest for Marchand. Okay, I'll grant you Marchand. But then he brought up Cale Makar because he's always compared to Quinn Hughes. Like, what? Jordan Binnington because he's a bit of a douche. What? Then he's brought up Connor McDavid. You can't cheer for Connor McDavid? Like, what the hell?
Didn't we have this conversation last week?
I know, but now I'm bringing up someone who actually said it and brought up a few examples. Like I'll grant you Marchand. Other than that, like suck it up. Come on.
Oh, dude, like,
Dude, I have to cheer. I cannot stand the Toronto Maple Leafs. I can't stand their fans. I can't stand their media. Mitch Marner drives me insane. I think he's a total playoff fraud. I'm cheering my ass off for him because I'm Canadian and I want them to win.
Yeah, that's you should.
Dude, I cheer for Osama bin Laden if he's on the Canadian team.
Final prediction.
I'm going to say Canada over USA in the finals.
EA's never wrong. Sweden over US in the final. No, I'm just kidding. I'm still picking the US. I'll probably take.
Losing Hughes is a massive blow. I'm now ready to say Canada's defense is better.
I don't like it is, but they still have Werenski who's playing like a Norris level. Fox is still really good. Slavin's really good shutdown.
I'm not buying it.
And I just trust their goaltending more.
Yes. But Binnington can just go out of spite and just be great.
I don't like. I'm going to say Canada, USA, but I actually think it's going to be like. I don't
Imagine
know why
it's
going to be
Canada,
USA,
Finland.
Sweden. Just I don't trust Canada's goaltending. I'm sorry.
Well, remember the World Cup? Everyone was so excited for it, and it was just Canada versus Europe, and they killed them. Imagine it's Canada, Finland, and it's like 10-0.
Yeah. The people, yeah. So like the people saying that this was going to be a make-a-wish tournament or whatever.
No, good Lord.
No, like the players were asking for this for one. And when you throw on your country's jersey, you're not half-assing it. You're trying to make a statement, especially when this is basically an Olympic tryout for next year
and,
as well.
Yeah, and save me the sob story about the Russians. Like, save it. Like, you know, we're not playing that game. Save it. Like, what are you? Are you a spokesman for the Kremlin? Like, so many people like are like, oh, it's not a real tournament. The Russians aren't there. Like, boo-hoo. Like, go play NHL. Go boot up NHL 14 and do the Olympics mode they had. Like, good Lord. Get a life.
I am trying to pull up the NBA trade deadline, assuming that's what we want to go to next.
Yeah. Did we talk about Ingram last week?
We did not. That was one of the trades that broke right after.
And that's good because he just signed, so we can talk about that.
Yes.
But anyway, I can't wait for the Four
Nations.
Tomorrow, like, that's why we're not doing the show tomorrow, is because I want to be able to give my full attention to this.
Yep, 100%. Me too. I'm trying to find the last deal we acquired. So Jimmy Butler was the one we got.
Jimmy
done.
Bucket.
We did that one. The
Jimmy
next
Butler
one was
the third.
The next one was the Ingram trade, actually. So Raptors made a move. Trade for Brandon Ingram, currently injured with an ankle injury. Don't really know if he's going to play this year.
I hope he doesn't.
Yeah, I agree. they trade Bruce Brown, Kelly Olynyk, a first round pick next year of the Pacers that I believe is lottery protected, and a second round pick this year. And the Raptors today signed Ingram to a 3-year, $120 million deal with a player option for the fourth year.
Yeah.
This is like a weird timing trade. Like, what do you think?
I think it's good. A lot of people kind of diss this a little bit. Like, they're not going anywhere with their current core. And they need to be lucky at the draft if they want to make anything of the Scottie Barnes era. They need a co-star for him. And, you know, as much as I enjoyed Davion Mitchell and Kelly Olynyk and Bruce Brown, like, they're not going to be here when the team's good. Get rid of them. I don't care. Match their salaries and hit the road. Brandon Ingram's legitimately one of my favorite players to watch in the league. As a point in basically every fantasy draft I do, I try and get Brandon Ingram. It didn't work this year. But I love watching him play. He's a three-level scorer. He can pass. He's an underrated playmaker. He's got a ton of length on defense, which we know Masai Ujiri adores. He's kind of built like Kevin Durant a little bit. He's tall. He can play a whole bunch of positions. He's deadly in the mid-range. He can shoot the three. This is what the Scottie Barnes era needs, is a player who can just flat-out score at three levels. I'm excited for it. I hope he doesn't play this year because I still like Cooper Flagg. Can you imagine that big three? That would be. But this is good. They need to expedite their rebuild because attendance is declining because they've jacked prices up to the oblivion. Like, they don't get sellouts really all that much anymore. They're becoming irrelevant and they're losing a lot, and who knows how long Scottie Barnes is going to take the losing. This is good. This reminds me a little bit of this isn't a good comparison, but of early in the DeRozan Lowry era when they acquired Rudy Gay, and we all know how poorly that turned out. I think this is going to be expected to be better because Brandon Ingram's good at a lot of things. He's not one-dimensional like Rudy was. So I'm excited to see him get healthy for next year. That's been his problem. He can't stay healthy. Part of that's because of his body type, being so tall and skinny. So But Alex McKechnie is world renowned as a athletic trainer. He saved Kawhi's career. So next season, let's tank the rest of the year. Next season, I expect us to be leaps and bounds better. Leaps and bounds.
Okay.
And who cares about that first round pick? I don't care about the 23rd overall pick. That's what it's going to be.
Probably. Yeah.
And this front office hasn't drafted well in years. So I don't really care. Like Grady Dick's their best pick in a long time.
Well, Scotty.
Well, fourth overall pick, you better not blow that. This isn't Dragan Bender here. Like you can't blow a fourth overall pick if you,
Yeah.
especially when you're the Raptors and your best free agent signing of all time is CJ Miles.
Not DeAndre Hunt. Or wait, who's the one they see?
Are you gonna say Damari Carroll? I'm gonna
Yeah,
slap you.
Damari Carroll is what I was gonna say. That's what I was thinking of.
I'm gonna kill you, Nathan. Or Otto Porter Jr., or whatever his name was. Good Lord.
Yeah, I kind of like it. Kind of weirded out by it. This was a very good buy low. You basically gave up
Nothing.
two middling role players this year and a second. The first he comes from the Siakam trade. It's a little weird. You're basically flipping Siakam to get a few more assets and then flipping some of those assets to go get Ingram, who probably fits better next to Scottie Barnes compared
Totally.
to Siakam. So it makes sense in that regard. I still feel like they're trying to acquire these players to load up for this the next big guy to become available. It makes sense. They have these contracts now that they can match to go get whoever they want, whether I don't know who's going to come available. Is that a Trae Young soon? I don't know. Is that
Giannis.
Giannis? Yeah, even. They have these contracts and these talents to move now. So yeah, it's fine in that regard. The contract is what it is. Every NBA player gets paid. They're not really giving them much flexibility with all these kind of somebody said this to me, I think. They have a bunch of 84 overalls and yeah, it was Beaudry. He's like, they have a bunch of 84 overalls in 2K right now.
Yeah.
But they don't have a stud, and that's kind of what they need right now. Ho You're hoping
Yeah.
that Scottie and Ingram can be a nice pair and fit really well next to each other in the wing, but you still need a point guard. I'm not sold on Quickly being a long-term point guard of the team.
My God, they paid him to be.
Well,
So,
yeah, we'll see. He's got to be
well,
healthy. And then I still don't think Poeltl's the answer long-term at center as a fit next to Scottie, especially Ingram. Ingram's three is good, but it can go cold at times. Great
yeah.
in mid-range, but you might need a stretch-ish center to fill that void.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, the last rebuild the Raptors did, they totally fluked into getting good again. They were expecting Kyle Lowry to be a backup point guard, and he became the best player they ever had. They were expecting DeMar DeRozan, he was, I think, the ninth overall pick. They were probably expecting him to turn out similar to what Terrence Ross was, a pretty good player, like nothing special, really. He became one of the team's best all-time players, and they flipped him for the most clutch player they ever had. And Jonas Valanciunas was drafted high. He was traded too for Gasol. They really fluked into being good for so long. They did it by accident. They tried to trade Kyle Lowry to the Knicks, for God's sake, and it was only Knicks because James Dolan was afraid of being fleeced. One of the only smart things he did was nix that trade. Knicks, New York Knicks. They can't just suck forever. You can't rely on the lottery, and because you're the Raptors, you cannot rely on free agency. Can't do it. You have to be bold. You have to acquire players via trade. That's how they were good last time. It's how they're going to be good again. Can't rely on luck because they don't have any luck, and they can't sign free agents. They can't do it. So you got to build by the draft and build by trades. They've already got Scottie through the draft. They're trying for Flagg, even though they won tonight against Philadelphia. So this is how they're good again, by taking risks and buying low. They got him signed. That was something I was a little concerned about. I was hoping he wasn't going to leave as a free agent, and he didn't. So this is a good one to Masai Ujiri, who's my trust in has eroded a little bit past a little while, but this is a good move for him. So I'm excited for the first time in a while. I'm excited about the future.
Next, we have the funniest trade of the probably whole deadline. Mark Williams to the Lakers. Oh, wait, never mind. Well, he was traded to the Lakers. In exchange, the Hornets got Dalton Knecht, first round pick, I believe 17th overall this past draft, or 18th either or. Cam Reddish a 2031 unprotected first round pick and a 2030 pick swap. That 2030, well, actually, never mind. That 2030, I was going to say that 2031 pick might be good, but now they have Luka, so it won't be that good. But just 2 days later, Mark Williams fails his physical. Trade is rescinded. Now Williams and Connect are back with their teams. The interesting part of that physical, I found, he's been had some crazy like back issues since coming in last year into the league, or 2 years ago, whenever it's been. This was a non-back issue they flagged. Was this like a Hornets trying to like get off him, like knowing something was up, like kind of thing?
I don't know, man. Like this is it's weird. Like we all know the Hornets are a horrible franchise, and so I wouldn't put it past them. But I mean, I would like Dalton Connect on the Hornets. If I'm the Hornets, I think he's more valuable than Mark Williams going into the future. You don't need Mark Williams. You're not winning anything the next little while. Dalton Connect could be part of your future besides LaMelo Ball and gang. So it's weird. It's just weird. Like I wonder. I wonder if this is something where they just go back to it in the offseason. Because Dalton Connect looked miserable last night with the Lakers. And that was supposed to be a day of celebration. Doncic's debut and such. And he gets to play a shitty team like the Jazz where he can run up the score. So, I don't know. Or maybe it's more shenanigans by the league and for the Lakers or something. Because, I don't know. It's just weird.
Well, the Lakers, like, they flagged the concerns and they didn't want Williams. Or they just, what you can do, well... Because the deadline had passed, they couldn't rework the deal. If the deadline hadn't passed yet, the Lakers could be like, okay, we'll still take them, but you got to add in like another first or another second.
Sure.
That's or we got to take a pick back or something like that.
That's the problem with these deals being so last minute. Like you when you have physicals and stuff, this stuff can pop up.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think Williams or Connect are long for their teams. I can't see them coming back from that.
No, I just worry about Williams' career if it's his
back.
He's
young. I mean, he's got access to medical professionals.
His back is fucked, and they didn't even flag it for his back. We don't even know what's going on.
I don't know.
Wizards got Reggie Jackson and a 2026 first for Jared Butler in 4 seconds. Jackson got waived by the Wizards. Mid, whatever. Raptors traded Davion Mitchell for PJ Tucker, a second round pick in cash considerations. This was just an add-on to the Jimmy Butler trade, I believe. PJ Tucker got waived.
That sucks.
Or is getting waived, I believe. I forgot this is his third appearance with the Raptors.
Yeah, I know. He's pretty washed at this point. I liked Davion Mitchell. I did. I thought he brought a lot to the team. I'm sad to see him go.
After trading Mark Williams, or so they thought, the Hornets then traded for Nurkic and a 2026 first-round pick from the Suns. The Suns dealt Cody Martin, Vasily Micic, I believe is how you say his name. I'm going to assume. And a 2026 second, whatever. This was actually interesting that I really liked. Cavs picked up DeAndre Hunter for Caris LeVert, Georges Niang, 3 second-round picks, and 2 pick swaps. I really like this move for the Cavs.
That's a fun one. It's kind of crazy to see how much Caris LeVert has fallen since like the bubble when he was kind of on top of the basketball world briefly. But DeAndre Hunter is a good player. The Cavs are really, really good, and they could use a player like him. So I'm interested to see how they do in the playoffs.
My ideal pick for the Cavs was Cam Johnson, but I don't think they could have because of salaries. It just wouldn't work. So them getting DeAndre Hunter, who is a good 3-and-D player, I think they really need it because I've been saying this for a while. The problem with the Cavs, you have good shooter in Garland and good shooter in Mitchell, but bad defenders. Then you have Mobley and Allen, good defenders, but bad shooters. So you basically have to counteract it with having a good shooter and a good defender because you can't have 3 negative defenders or 3 negative shooters on the court. It just doesn't work. You're not going to win. So you need at least 3 of each. Them running Isaac Okoro and Caris LeVert with those guys doesn't work because LeVert, good defender, not a good shooter. LeVert, good shooter, not a good defender. Now you have Hunter, good at both. I like the deal. I don't really care about the assets they gave up.
Yeah, I agree.
Bogdan Bogdanovich to the Clippers for Terrence Mann, Bones Highland, and 3 second round picks for the next 3 years.
Not even the most interesting thing the Clippers did.
Yeah, I believe we'll get into that in a second, I guess.
I don't have much to say on that one.
I kind of like it. Good shooter. Need shooters more for the Clippers, I guess. Pistons got Dennis Schroeder got traded 4 times over the deadline, like the past
I
two
know.
days of deadlines. It was hilarious. Schroeder, Lindy Waters, second round pick to the Pistons, KJ Martin, Josh Richardson, 2028 second, and a 2031 second to the Jazz. Whatever. It's just funny that Schroeder got dealt 4 times. Cody Zeller to
Raptor
the
legend.
Rockets, whatever. This is actually a funny story. Nothing trade because the Raptors gave up a 2026 second for James Wiseman and cash considerations. Adam starts texting me. He's like, "Dude, I kind of fuck with this." Like, and I'm like, "Dude, he's trash. What do you mean? This is gonna be nothing." And he's like, "I don't know. I kind of like our development team. I feel like we can develop them pretty well." A couple hours later, James Wiseman gets waived,
I know.
and I texted him just development.
How history would have been, how different would it have been if the Warriors had taken LaMelo Ball over James Wiseman? We'll never know.
Kevin Porter Jr. got dealt from the Bucks or from the Clippers, sorry, to the Bucks for Marshawn Beauchamp, whatever. I guess I saw this one, but I didn't really see it. Wizards
I
got
see.
Marcus Smart, Colby Jones, Alex Len, and a first from the Grizzlies. Grizzlies got 2 seconds, Marvin Bagley and Johnny Davis. Marvin Bagley. Oh, that's just funny because he was the Kings pick. But and then the Kings got Jake LaRivia. I believe, yeah, Len got waived too, and now he's signing with the
He's a
Lakers.
Laker. Yeah. So that's their Mark Williams replacement.
And that were all the deals.
God, the NBA trade deadline's insane.
So many just. I hate how many second round picks get dealt in deals.
Well, I hate seeing picks being sent from 2031.
That's
There's got to
a.
be a limit on it.
That is the limit. I think 6 years into the
That's
future.
too much. That it
Pretty
needs to
sure.
be three, maybe four maximum. Shouldn't be drafting seventh graders. People are in the seventh grade right now. I mean, good Lord.
Yeah, it's crazy. MLB time? Yeah.
Yes.
We're gonna start with the A. Nope, the NL West. That's what we're gonna start with. I looked at the over-unders win totals for teams, and then I made up my own win record prediction.
I
Actually,
didn't do wins. I just ranked.
I'm doing wins because I need to keep in mind who I want to make the playoffs and stuff. Coming in last place, so pretty unanimously.
Los Angeles Dodgers.
Yeah, exactly. You got it. No, I have the Rockies going 59-103.
Yeah, I mean, God, they're so bad. They're so
Have
bad.
they
Holy
done
crap.
anything this offseason?
I'm just looking through their roster here. Like, their number one pitcher is Ryan Feltner. Who the hell is that?
Who?
Austin Gomberg? I know who that is. Who's in the Arenado trade? Okay, Freeland. He's been shit for years. Senzatella is a home run merchant. Eramon Marquez is still on that team. I literally don't recognize a single member of their bullpen. This is insane.
Did they add
Catcher.
anyone this offseason?
I think Jacob Stallings, because wasn't he not a Marlin?
Yeah, that might check out. Yep.
Okay, Chris Bryant's still there. Estrada, Kyle Farmer, Ryan McMahon, Ezekiel Tovar's got a bright future. Nolan Jones, Brenton Doyle,
He's good, I'm pretty sure.
Jordan Beck, Sam
Like
Hilliard.
Jordan Beck.
God, poor Chris Bryant. I mean, he's making a lot of money, so not really poor Chris
Wasn't Doyle
Bryant,
good
but
last year? Am I crazy? Am I getting mixed up with somebody?
maybe. I mean, I don't pay attention to the Rockies. I'm not a psychopath. I mean, that is a bad team, dude. Do you want to
23
alternate?
bombs, 72 RBIs last year.
Okay. Do you want to just all do you want to alternate here, or do you want to go all you then all me?
Alternate, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, we I have the Rockies in last two. Not a like that's a team. It's literally impossible for them to succeed with their ballpark. It's
Yeah,
close to
it's
impossible.
they
That's
need
a
like a
team.
juggernaut offense to
Yeah.
compete.
Yeah. And it's too bad. Like, they're not going to relocate because, it's a pretty good market size. And, the fans show up. Like, it's not too often you see it completely empty. I mean, the fans show up, but that's a team. It just does not work. The air is too thin. They can't compete. They've been good like twice in 30 years. Can't do it.
They made the World Series with Tula the one time, and then when did they make the playoffs last?
Must have been like 2016, Rocktober, or 18 maybe. 18, it was 2018.
Fourth place, I have the San Francisco Giants going 80-82.
Yeah, the most mid team in the league, probably. God, they signed Verlander? Good Lord.
Yeah, they did.
This is an old
I
team.
kind of like that signing though. I think it'd be good. Pitcher's ballpark. I don't know. They're very vet heavy. Yeah.
This is old, man. I'm
They
so happy we
signed
didn't give Matt Chapman that contract.
who they signed a bat this offseason. I'm trying to remember who.
I'm just looking through right now. I'm looking through the old depth chart. Willy Adames.
Willie Adames, that's who they signed, correct.
Yeah, I like Willy Adames a lot. That's who I wanted the Blue Jays to get. Yeah, this team just so mid. Like that 2021 season, probably the biggest fluke of a juggernaut season we've ever seen.
I can't believe I got sucked into that season, like
Yeah, they're
thinking
such
they were good.
voodoo. Like with their even year shit and then that season, like what's going on in the Bay Area? That's my question.
What are they drinking over there? Why is Steph so good at shooting threes?
Yeah. They clearly stole all the good karma from the Athletics.
Yeah, I guess so. Do you have them in fourth as well,
Yeah.
or yeah?
Just definition of mid. That's a tough ballpark to hit in.
Yeah,
You gotta
exactly.
be good. You gotta be good pitchers too. God, are we gonna have the same ones? Okay, you go.
I have the Padres going 83-79 here.
Interesting.
They really lost a lot of pieces this offseason. I don't
Yeah.
know if
And
I
then
don't
they've
know.
done nothing essentially.
They've also yeah, they've signed like nobody to replace them. So I'm a little worried about what's going down in San Diego.
Well, their owner died. And he was like a big, he was a guy signing the checks because that's a small market. And he was a guy that was like, screw it, I'm rich, we're doing it anyway. And now his estate or whoever owns the team now is very, very much more frugal, which is a problem. Yeah, this team is not very good. Although I like Cronenworth, Bogarts, Connor Joe.
What's
Yeah,
their
okay.
rotation looking like now?
Hold on, I'll pull it up. It is
Musgrove's still
going
around, I
to
would assume.
be, God, they have like 17 people in here. Okay. Michael King, who I really like.
Yeah, he's good.
Joe Musgrove.
Yep.
Yu Darvish, you garbage. Matt Waldron, Randy Vasquez, Johnny Brito, and Dylan Cease. Yeah, that's a pretty good rotation.
I think King's going to get dealt potentially, though. Free agent at the end of
That'll
the
be stupid. He
free
isn't even
agent
that
end of the
old.
year.
Yeah, fucking pay, you gotta pay somebody.
And Cease is also a free agent, so he could get dealt. I think one of them's going to get dealt. They'll probably sign the other one. But
Yep. I actually have the Diamondbacks here.
I'm a lot higher on the Diamondbacks.
Diamondbacks are kind of weird. I can see them being kind of a bust team a little bit this year. I think people are overrating them a little bit. I mean, I'm not a Josh Naylor guy. Ketel Marte's good. He's not great. Eugenio Suarez has about 5,000 holes in his swing. Geraldo Perdomo, mid. I'm not a Gurriel guy, and I never will be. I mean, I like Corbin Carroll, even though he's very up and down for some reason. Jake McCarthy's pretty good. And they got my guy, Randall Grichuk, one of my favorite Blue Jays of all time.
And who's behind the plate, do you ask?
Gabriel Moreno.
Yes, sir, the
I'm happy
goat.
the shine has worn off him a little bit. It's shown that he's a very flawed player. Still got hosed in that trade, but I mean, it doesn't really matter. Alas, their rotation's really good. I just think there's some bust potential here, and you got to think the Padres are going to try and max out what they have left with Tatis and Machado. So I'm going to have the Padres over them, and the
Okay.
Dod and the Diamondbacks in third.
I got the Diamondbacks 92-70. I think they're going to be good.
That's a lot of wins.
It is. But it's not nearly enough wins to win the division because the Dodgers are going like 160-2.
There's not even a point of playing this year.
No, they I have
That
a
MLB, this
I'm
is.
gonna this is gonna be a probably less than favorable 105-57 record, I
Yeah, they're
think.
going to be so much better than that,
Yeah.
barring injuries. This is the Warriors in the NBA of a few years ago when they signed Durant. No point in playing the season. Really, barring something unexpected, they're going to walk to the World Series. Never been less excited for a baseball season. They got to do something in the next CBA negotiations. Be prepared to lose half a year because what the Dodgers are doing and what other teams are not doing, like the Pirates. It's just not acceptable.
Yeah, I
Not fun
don't.
to watch.
I'm starting to like think it's not as much as what the Dodgers are doing. It's more just what the other teams aren't doing.
Did you know the Pittsburgh Pirates haven't signed a player to a multi-year deal in over a
S
decade?
since 2015, I believe, or 2016,
Yep.
was this? Yeah,
It was 15 or 16.
saw that
They
stat.
haven't
Yeah.
signed a multi-year deal. Now, I know baseball's a lot of one-year deals. I know that's how the economics work. That's insane.
That's a free agent though, too. That's not just like
Yeah,
their own
that's
player. Yeah.
insane. That's just pure dumpster diving. That's not trying. There's too many teams that just aren't trying. I think the Dodgers go a little too far, but the main problem is the Rockies of the world, the Pirates, the Reds, the Marlins, I don't think have signed a single free agent. Even the fucking Rays are trying.
Paul Skene's gonna get traded from Pittsburgh in like 2 years.
Totally. They're not going to pay him.
No, God no.
Poor, like, God, I don't know what Andrew McCutchen's doing. Like, I realize that plays a special to you, but you only have a few years left, dude. Might as well go
I feel
somewhere
like
where he's
this
going to
is
win.
last year, if anything. I thought last year was last year.
I mean, I don't know, man. I'd go somewhere he can win a World Series instead
They
of
could
wasting your
still
time there.
honor it, trade him at the deadline.
Don't have to. I mean, they could fuck him.
Yeah. What do you think of Kiermaier coming back to the Jays front office or whatever?
He's just like a development guy.
Yeah.
Cool. Every team needs some of those. The problem was signing him to play the second year. That was the problem. Whatever he does off the field now is fine. Not my money. Yeah, I got the Dodgers in first too. This season's gonna suck.
We don't even need to touch on why they're going to be good.
Sasaki. Yep,
Roky
we'd all know.
Suzuki, Ohtani, Yamamoto,
Yamamoto, Freeman,
Glasnow,
Betts.
Snell. They re-signed Kershaw today, it sounds like.
Well, that doesn't move me the way it does. It would have 10 years ago. But I mean,
And then who's their? They had a, like a seventh potential starter too, I think. Can't
was it the
remember.
Ha-Seong Kim guy?
No.
I don't know. I don't know. It's somebody.
They're overpowered.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous that there's this much of an imbalance. Doesn't make the sport fun. How do you be a Pittsburgh Pirate fan? I don't know. There's so much more options to cheer for in that market. I'm like, I'd never advocate for lockouts in sports. Hockey has screwed me too many times in my life with lockouts. Baseball needs a lockout. There's got to be change. This is no fun.
I think we're going to get one in baseball and maybe in the NFL too soon. Because I think the league really wants 18 games, and I don't think
You
the
can't
players
do.
want 18 games.
Well, very simple how you fix that. You want your 18 games? Fine. We get another bye week.
Oh, I think they
Bam.
I think that's the agreement, but I don't even think the players are sold on that. Like
Maybe. I
I
mean,
heard the Players Association rep come out and be like, "No way do we want to play 18 games."
well, they don't care about player safety. Goodell, he just wants some money from it. You know how much
No.
money that extra week is worth? Shit tons.
Yeah, a lot.
So, I also know the NHL wants to expand their schedule. Part of that's just to kill the preseason, which everybody hates. So,
Wait. Sorry, expand?
to go up to 86 games and cut down the
Oh, yes.
preseason.
Yeah. People, well, they got asked in the player survey, didn't you see? The Players Association survey, the random one. They got asked if is the season too long, and I think like 53% of them said yes or no. No, sorry, it's not too long. Like 82 is good.
Yeah, it's not a consensus.
So. Or maybe it was 58, I'm not sure. Something like that. But pretty short episode because we not
Yeah, I
February,
mean,
slow month.
very slow. Like today is so slow. There's nothing happening today. Like
I don't
there's
know what
only NBA.
we're gonna talk about NFL wise for the next bit.
I think it's done for a little while, the NFL. The draft is coming up. That's really the only
That's like two
thing.
months away though.
I
Combine,
know.
I guess free agency like a month away. I don't know, but
Yep.
well, maybe. Well, hopefully we'll get some like cuts and stuff that we can react to from NFL teams over time, but we'll figure that out. We will definitely be watching Canada tomorrow.
Yes, we will.
Probably watch Elias Pettersson score a hat trick on us, but
Please.
that guy
Yeah,
owns
and
Jordan
Elias
Binnington.
Pettersson. This is an Elias Pettersson hat trick. Defer of a one-timer. Falling to the ground and the blank stare into the space on bench. That's an Elias Pettersson hat trick.
I hope. Well, him and he hates Binnington, or Binnington hates him. Remember, I believe that was
No, I
that
think
year.
that's.
It was that year.
No.
But Binnington said he should have won the Calder over him.
Maybe. I don't think so.
Pretty sure that was here because who? What
Oh
other
no,
cop
you're
won the
right.
Calder?
You're right.
Yeah,
You're right. You're right. He should have won the Calder, honestly.
over Pettersson?
Yeah.
No, we shouldn't
I
have.
know it's a regular season award, but oh well.
Yep.
I remember
Anyways,
Matt Murray had a thing with Besser. That's what I was thinking of.
like Penguins Matt Murray.
Yes, not Dallas Stars Matt Murray. Like, good Lord, Nathan. Anyway,
Anyways, up as far.
four nations facing off.
Four nations facing off.
Hey, it's me, it's Austin.
Yeah,
God, his hairline's dying. He needs to go to Turkey, get a transplant.
quite
That
badly.
is sad, man.
Anyways, got this far. Appreciate listening, and we will catch you next week. See you later.
Goodbye.